When you see a flower and its beauty, do you think of God? When you see a mountain range and its majesty, do you think of God? When you see love, I mean true, unselfish love, that's God's love, do you think of Him? This mini devotion entitled God's Love in Creation hopefully will encourage you to look for God's characteristics in His creation. I'd like to be very clear with you. Looking for God's characteristics in His creation isn't some cutesy-wootsy idea I've come up with so I can do this devotion. It is in God's Word. He tells us in Romans 1:20, and let me read it to you. Ever since God created the world, His invisible qualities, both His eternal power and His divine nature, have been clearly seen. They are perceived in the things that God has made. God has many characteristics that we know of, but I think we just don't know all His characteristics. Because God is God and we are we. We have limited knowledge and understanding. To keep this devotion mini, I can only share about one of God's characteristics, which is the source of life. So let's take a look at the source of life from the framework of seasons. And you might think, how is she going to do that? Bear with me. Let's go to Idaho, where I used to live. The fall would hit us, and it would be beautiful. The weather would be crisp. The leaves would be gorgeous. But then the winter would come, and this white would settle on the earth. And in itself, it was beautiful. But this coldness, this ice, was to me a time of death, a feeling of death, a death of the earth. The trees would look dead. The whole earth would have this silence of death to it. But then, towards the end of winter, something wonderful would happen. Life would come back. Little green plants would just pop out of the snow. There would be buds on the trees. And slowly but surely, life would spring all over. And I think that's why we call spring the spring. And there would be flowers all over the place. You would feel alive again. And then there would be the summer, which was beautiful up there, and the fall, and then the winter again, a time of death. And then a time of life would come again with the spring. In Genesis 3, in the Garden of Eden, we chose death. God had chosen life for us, abundant life, in a world, in a universe He had created that was perfect, a utopia. But that wasn't enough for us. We chose death, hard to understand, but we did. Because God loves us. He didn't want us to stay in the state of death. So because of that, His Son, Jesus Christ, died for us so that we could have life again. So when I see the seasons unfold, especially winter coming into spring, I think of what Jesus Christ did for me. He brought my state of death to a state of life in Him. God is the source of life.